This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's the top of the hour, America. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez in Alohaville. We're in Maui, Hawaii this week. And having a good time with family and friends and all that good stuff. I had a little baby shower yesterday, Scott, for the daughter unit. It was terrific. I mean, gosh, the kids have just accumulated, so many friends here on the island in the last 2 years. And, you know, we're all excited about baby Jackson's arrival, which will be sometime latter part of July, maybe first part of August. And, we're just keeping an eager eye, for his arrival. So good fun. And, appreciate everybody coming out and, blessing the kids with, just great gifts. I mean, it was just great fun. And great food, too. You can only imagine. You know, Hawaiians, they know how to live it up, man. What can I tell you? Well, on a serious front in the Middle East, of course, all hell is breaking loose. I don't know how to put it any other way, but ISIS is claiming responsibility for a string of explosions in the Syrian coastal cities of Tartus and Jabla on Monday that killed at least 78 people. It is a rare attack in President Bashar al-Assad's coastal stronghold. 4 blasts hit the town of Jabla and another 3 hit Tartus. At least 2 of the attacks were carried out by suicide bombers. This according to the UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. CBS has more on this. Let's listen to this.
ISIS claims responsibility for several deadly bomb attacks in Syria this morning. A human rights monitoring group says more than 120 people were killed. The blasts apparently targeted supporters of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The explosions along the country's Mediterranean coast included a suicide bombing at a hospital. Elizabeth Palmer is tracking developments from London. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. The bombs all went off between 9 and 10 local time, so that was just when the city was gearing up for the day. And, of course, mayhem is exactly what the bombers intended. Casualties, charred wreckage, and above all, terror. A reminder that ISIS is able to strike anyone, anywhere, with suicide bombers who can sneak themselves and their bombs even into the most heavily protected areas. The cities they struck this morning, Tartus and Jabla, are in the heartland of the Syrian regime. It's where President Bashar al-Assad comes from. The very center of his support is there. And until now, an area that's been safe enough that on our last visit, we found Syrians on the beach, convinced that they were secure enough to forget, at least for a while, that their country is at war. Well, not anymore. These ISIS bombings also send a very provocative message to President Putin. The Russians have 2 military bases in this area of Latakia, which they've been using to support the Syrian army in its battle against the various rebel groups. Gail?
Well, as she said, that's the thing that's very provocative, is that the cities are very close to Russian security sites, including their newly built air base near Jabla. And Tartus is also home to a Russian naval base. And, of course, these blasts are going to spark concerns over the Syrian regime's ability to protect areas where Moscow's assets are based. And a video from Syrian state news agency Sana'a showed crowds of people gathering around the charred remains of several cars in Jabla and the sound of ambulance sirens in the distance. According to Sana'a, 33 were killed in Tartus, 45 died in Jabla, part of Bashar al-Assad's home province of Latakia. Tartus and Latakia province are home to a large portion of the president's Alawite minority, which hardline Islamist groups and jihadi groups such as ISIS consider apostates. ISIS said its attacks hit Alawite gatherings in Tartus and Jabla. This really... raises things and concerns, because up to this point, they felt they were very well protected. I'm talking about the Alawites and the people there in Bashar al-Assad's hometown area. Not the case. I mean, when you have suicide bombers, just like we're seeing here in America, all it does is take one. And you imagine the kind of terror and craziness that it created there in their community early in the morning. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Summertime when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or our 275 markets across the country or around the world via shortwave, we're glad you could join us. This is Bill Martinez Live, and speaking of summertime and having women on our mind, but also we have some great travel trips on our mind, too, and the perfect person to talk about it is the adventure girl herself and travel expert Stephanie Michaels is back with us. Stephanie, how you doing?
Hi, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you back with us. You know, Memorial Day marks the unofficial, I guess, beginning of summer. And reminder that if you haven't already planned your summer vacation, it's time to get busy, right?
Absolutely. It's time. Memorial Day is coming up very quickly.
You're already there. You're already on the beach, Stephanie. You went to the beach already.
I'm sitting on the beach this morning, yes.
It's okay.
But, you know, we've also got 4th of July coming up, too, so... you know, we've got like two big holidays approaching, and you know, if you don't have anything going on yet, there's still some hope. You can still travel, you can still get out there. Lots of last minute deals going on, so don't fret.
Yes.
It's just going to take a little bit of time, a little bit of planning for this last minute holiday, especially. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And Stephanie, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, as we've talked about before, she's the founder of AdventureGirl.com. It's a lifestyle site that has been utilized by millions and has garnered more than 1.4 million Twitter followers. I mean, you're just a tweeting machine, aren't you?
I am a tweeting machine. Early adopter. I love everything technology. I'm a nerd. So, yeah.
Well, let's talk about, you teased us a little bit talking about these great deals in the summertime on the beach. You said that could take a little bit of searching, but there's plenty out there, isn't there?
Right. You know, I always tell people if you found a location you want to get to, a destination, go to that destination's tourism website. That is going to be your most up-to-date, quickest, best information that you can get on the place. Not to mention that it's a lot of times now they're tying in locals' favorites and locals' information. So you get a really well-rounded, you know, experience when you go to some of these travel websites. You know, right now I'm hot on Myrtle Beach, so they have got something called visitmyrtlebeach.com. What's really great about that location, especially for last minute, is they do offer timeshares. It's a big timeshare community, so oftentimes you can go on Airbnb or you can use some of their local realtors or, you know, sometimes some of these, you know, accommodations are actually on eBay. I've seen them auctioned off on eBay before. So there's all different kinds of ways that you can get there last minute and you know, actually what I call it is cheaper chic, a little bit more affordability.
Right. And great value like that when you know timeshare facilities become available, Stephanie. Stephanie, you say that in choosing a destination and like you say, going to, you know, Myrtle Beach website, it really broadens out the concept and the availability of where you're looking at something more than just ocean and sand, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you want to look for a place, for example, it's a lot of families that are going to be traveling this Memorial Day. Kids are getting out of school, graduation presents, and also people taking this time. It's a 4-day weekend, technically, to get a little getaway in before maybe a major vacation. You want to look for places that offer up other activities, like, for example, if you're going to Arizona, there's now that walkway that goes out over one of
yes.
the canyons there.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to be able to earmark some of those really great locations. Back to Myrtle Beach, they have museums. They have right now like a traveling Lego museum at one of their really beautiful places called Brook Green Gardens. Back to Arizona, you can go to Prescott, which is a little cowboy town, if you're willing to drive, a few hours to get to someplace different. So, it's all about, I think, for last minute as well, considering driving, doing road trips. That's another
exactly.
tip. Yeah, it's going to save you
absolutely.
Money.
Good ideas there, Stephanie. Have you had a chance to make it out there to the Grand Canyon and have your knees knocked, walking over the Grand Canyon looking down?
I haven't done a skywalk. I know I'm an adventure girl, but I think I feel better jumping off of it with a parachute than actually just standing there on it.
You don't bungee cord it off or anything like that, huh?
Bungee it down, yeah.
Yeah, why not? As you said, you've been an early adapter with the internet and all this technology and everything, and you've learned along the way by experience that everything you read on the internet is not necessarily true. So what about suggestions in searching the internet for trustworthy information?
Well, so that's funny because, that has come into light in the recent couple of years, like TripAdvisor, I believe. What that's all about is they're saying that some of the businesses that are on there seed the comments. So they basically give themselves positive comments. So what I do is I actually still use them because it's still a viable resource, but what I do is I look at the negatives first. I go into, why are people posting some negative comments? What is that? And then I'll back into the moderate comments, and then finally the gleaming comments about how wonderful a place is. So I'll kind of work backwards. And that gives you kind of a little bit of better overview. And then again, going back to the actual tourism's website where you're going to be visiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, we've touched on, some of the different places for us to consider. We got a couple more minutes here, Stephanie. Give us a couple of additional ideas that are hot on your list right now for summer.
Well, it's any U.S. destination right now. I mean, we've got the Zika virus going on in South America and in the Caribbean. There's a fear factor. I mean, the chances of you getting the virus is very slim. However, that's shifting gears for people who have young kids and families that don't really want to go to a destination that's, you're obviously going to be, exposed to. So I'd say any U.S. destination is going to be a really great opportunity. Utah, they have the five different valleys that you can go and see. That's really hot right now. Of course, the beach destinations, Cape Cod, Nantucket, Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Miami is even a hot destination right now for people to get to. So, it's also, if you're in the middle of the country, you're fortunate or the East Coast because you've got several states of driving distance that you can kind of tap into and holiday.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your favorite one for the kids? We've got about 30 seconds here.
I like Myrtle Beach. I like everything it has to offer, from restaurants to a great pier to fun activities. I'd say the Grand Canyon if you're looking on the West Coast for something interesting to do.
Yeah, go have your knees knocked there and then tell me all about it. Where can the people go for more information, Stephanie, as we wrap this up?
Yeah, you can go to AdventureGirl.com, and if you're looking at different brands or hotels or airlines, follow them on Twitter and Facebook for flash deals and deeper discounts and last-minute. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Stephanie. This report is brought to you by Dreft. Spring is here. Temperatures are on the rise, and after a long winter indoors, parents and their little ones are spending more time outside. The spring season brings more allergens to the air, and rising temperatures can trigger skin irritations. With all this in mind, it's important that parents seek out solutions that are gentle on babies' sensitive skin. Dr. Diane Hess, pediatrician and medical director of Gramercy Pediatrics.
As both a pediatrician and a mother, I know just how sensitive a baby's skin can be. Since clothes are in direct contact with the baby's skin, I always suggest parents to wash clothes with a specially formulated product like Dreft. It's gentle and hypoallergenic on baby's skin, and it comes with a scent that I love, and it remains safe for babies.
Dreft detergent is the number one choice of pediatricians and has been trusted by moms for 80 years to make their babies' fabrics feel clean and soft. For more tips, visit www.dreft.com. That's www.dreft.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Everybody
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. All the information is right there. And you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, we're going to be talking about your high blood pressure and how you need to mind your risk. The National Institute of Health, NIH campaign, aims to risk awareness, or I say risk, aims to raise awareness of the link between high blood pressure and dementia. You know, many people with high blood pressure know that they could be at risk for stroke and heart attack. However, too many people, despite what they know, are not motivated by these facts to get their high blood pressure under control. Another risk of high blood pressure is emerging, and that is the connection between uncontrolled blood pressure and dementia. You heard that right. Uncontrolled blood pressure and dementia. Important new studies link high blood pressure, especially in midlife, to an increased risk for dementia later in life. Now, that's the key message behind Mind Your Risk, a new public health campaign from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. Now, Dr. Walter Koroshet's going to be with us in just a moment. He's the director of NINS, that's the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, and we're going to talk about this incredible program that you need to be aware of. Now, you can go to mindyourrisk.nih.gov for more information. You'll hear that directive again several times during this interview. That's mindyourrisk.nih.gov for more information. Now, we're going to be talking about vascular dementia, one of the most common dementia diagnoses, which may be preventable. Managing high blood pressure may help protect the brain from dementia. Decades of scientific studies have shown that controlling high blood pressure reduces the likelihood of vascular disease, and data from randomized control trials of different blood pressure medications suggest that controlling blood pressure in midlife limits cognitive decline and dementia later in life. And thirdly, you got to take action. Mind your risk. That's what this is all about. There are many ways you can improve your chances of healthy brain aging, from taking prescribed medications to lifestyle changes such as exercise, weight loss, and quit smoking. Yeah, have you heard that before, huh? Well, Dr. Walter Koroshet is with us right now. He is the director of the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. Dr. Koroshet, tell us about the Mind Your Risk campaign, if you would.
Sure thing. Well, what we're trying to do is get out a message to folks that you can really make a big difference by knowing your blood pressure and getting it under control, not just because it decreases your risk of stroke and heart attack, but also because we think that there's evidence it decreases your risk of developing dementia and cognitive impairment as you get older.
Well, why is it important to control your high blood pressure?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So for stroke, which is basically damage to the brain that's caused by a blood vessel either bursting and bleeding into the brain, or due to blood vessel getting blocked and the brain not getting enough blood supply, those are really terrible events that occur to people, particularly as they age. And it turns out that high blood pressure is the major factor that drives stroke. The good news is that over the last 50 to 60 years in the U.S., as blood pressure has been treated, the stroke rates have dropped by 70%, and stroke dropped from the third leading cause of death to the fifth leading cause of death. So it's still a serious problem, but no question, it's preventable.
Well, it's definitely showing that we're making some headway here, and those are great numbers. And speaking of preventable, is dementia preventable?
Well, that's the big question. So dementia is the thing that we're all really afraid of as we get older. And as our population ages in the U.S., it's becoming a public health crisis almost. So what can you do to prevent it? So it turns out that, and especially in the elderly, people who die with dementia, and you look inside the brain, what you see is it's a combination of stroke damage and Alzheimer-type changes. So the diagnosis is Alzheimer's disease, but it's really a mix of these two things, stroke and Alzheimer's biology. Now, the stroke we're talking about in this case, though, is not the stroke where you go to the hospital with a stroke. These are silent strokes. They're incredibly common. So people over 80, about 30% of people will have silent strokes on their brain, either at autopsy or sometimes with MRI scanning. And when population studies, when you see people who have a stroke on MRI scan, they have an increased risk of developing dementia. So we think that by preventing these strokes, we can help prevent dementia. And in fact, data coming out of the U.S., so the Framingham study, ongoing study, has been showing decreasing annual risk of dementia over the last couple of decades. Canada, similarly, some Scandinavian countries. And it seems to go in parallel with the decrease in stroke and heart attack and the improved blood pressure control. Though it's not completely definitive, that's the way it looks right now.
Well, the National Institutes of Health NIH campaign is aiming to raise awareness of the link between high blood pressure and dementia. Our conversation with Dr. Walter Korshes continues. He's the director of the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. Well, Dr. Korshes, what research is being done on stroke and dementia?
Right. So I think what we're trying to do now is to concentrate on what we call the silent stroke problem. So it's caused by very small blood vessel blockages that occur chronically as people get older. And with MRI scanning now, we can pick it up. And we can also see what's called diffuse white matter disease on the MRI, which is a thinning of the wires that connect the different brain regions. It shows up quite easily on MRI scan. And we're trying to understand if we control blood pressure, can we make these indicators of brain injury disappear or prevent them from getting worse? So that's one of the big things, trying to understand this, what we call small vessel disease in the brain.
Well, it's all about minding your risk about high blood pressure. A conversation with Dr. Walter Korshes, the director of National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Strokes, continue. As we mentioned, it's about vascular dementia, one of the most common dementia diagnoses, which may be preventable. Managing high blood pressure that can help protect the brain from dementia, as well as taking action. It's about minding your risk. There's many ways you can improve your chances of healthy brain aging. So, Dr. Korshes, what are some steps that we can take to lower high blood pressure?
Well, the first thing is to know your number. So blood pressure is a number. Everyone should know their number. 120 over 80 is what's considered the normal range. And so if it's not in normal, you should talk to your doctor about getting it into the normal range. And there are ways you can do that. The medicines are effective. Many of them are generic, so they're inexpensive. And exercise also, we think, plays a big role in a healthy brain.
Well, Dr. Korshes, you've been sharing some great stuff with us. We really appreciate all the information so that we can start minding our own risks. But I'm sure the folks are going to have some more questions and are going to want to know more about it. Where can they go for more information?
Well, take a look at our website, www.mindyourrisks.nih.gov. We have a lot of information there for folks who want to make sure the brain stays healthy as they get older.
It's all about the National Institutes of Health campaign aims to raise awareness of the link between high blood pressure and dementia. Our guest, Dr. Walter Korshes, director of National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, as we shared with you. You know, many people with high blood pressure know that they could be at risk for stroke and heart attack. However, too many people, despite what they know, are not motivated by these facts to get their high blood pressure under control. Another risk of high blood pressure is emerging, the connection between uncontrolled blood pressure and dementia. Important use studies link high blood pressure, especially in midlife, to an increased risk for dementia later in life. That's the key message behind Mind Your Risk, a new public health campaign from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners across the country are concerned about the economy and are taking a wait-and-see approach to growth as election year anxiety rises. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, only 29% of entrepreneurs are confident the national economy will improve in the coming year. Furthermore, 67% believe the presidential election will affect their business. More than half say the same for congressional elections. Small business owners also expressed increased concern about healthcare costs and the stock market. As a result, they seem to be pulling back on hiring and growth plans, which have both declined since last year. Rob Hilson, small business executive at Bank of America, discusses the findings.
The unusual nature of this election year appears to be impacting the outlook of small business owners for both their business and the economy. Nearly 6 in 10 entrepreneurs plan to keep headcount the same, and another 17% said they were undecided about hiring, suggesting that many are taking a wait-and-see approach.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I want to live this life. Not afraid.
Bill Martinez. Your calls, your opinion. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's just the way you like it. It's all about you, America. Good to have you along with us. Hey, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and we're coming at you live all over the place. And, you know, politicians have spent the better part of a year sharply criticizing the pharmaceutical industry for its pricing practice as elections approach. You know, that's blah, 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 right? you know how that sounds. Well, while there is a big difference between rhetoric and deeds, perhaps significant regulatory action will eventually follow. This according to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal. And here to break it down for us is Peter Pitts, a former FDA associate commissioner and current president and co-founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. And he says it's not about price, it's about value. And that's when the free market works, Peter, when it can be about value and not about price. But somehow the government thinks that they can kind of social engineer this too, I guess, huh?
Well, that's exactly right, and you made a good point that, you know, when politics gets thrown into the mix, you know, sanity gets thrown to the breeze. You know, when Hillary Clinton is asked who's be afraid of her, and she says Iran and the pharmaceutical industry, you know, there's definitely something wrong with the picture here. You know, exactly. At the end of the day, you know, when people say drugs are too expensive, they generally mean when they go to the pharmacy and they have to give their copay, that's gone up $20 to $50 has gone up. Very few Americans pay quote-unquote list price. And I guess the other thing to remember is that the prices that we pay as patients aren't just because of the pharmaceutical industry. It's because of insurance industry and the prescription benefit managers, kind of the middle people, everybody taking their cut. But, as you said, politically, it's very easy to demonize the pharmaceutical industry. And when you think about the math, it's pretty outstanding because only 7%, like 7 cents on the U.S. healthcare dollar is spent on patent pharmaceuticals. And most people think, because of all the rhetoric, it's like 70%. It's 7%. And drugs, as you know, especially new drugs, keep people out of the hospital, keeps them alive, productive, and paying taxes. So,
we hit the reset button
when we talk about price, when we really start thinking about value, as you said, but also the whole concept of kind of the healthcare ecosystem.
Well, and it's, of course, I say it's interesting, but not surprising for anybody who has any idea of the political rhetoric that goes on, is that, you wonder how these politicians, on one hand, one doorbell, they're, ringing the doorbell and ask for money from these pharmaceuticals, and the next doorbell, and they're kind of apologizing for what they just told everybody else. I don't know how the pharmaceuticals still want to open up the checkbook to them.
Well, I think part of the problem is it's like Animal House, you thank you, sir, can I have another? Really not ready to defend themselves, and they need to do that. People understood, well, first of all, that it cost about $2 billion to bring some of these products to market. The failure rate is incredibly high, and that they have to give discounts of up to 50% or more to insurance companies. They might kind of recalibrate their thinking. But people have a hard time listening to the facts. They hear things that sound right, and so they go, well, gee, it's all the fault of these greedy drug manufacturers, which, the industry needs to do a better job standing up for itself and calling it as it sees it. But as you said, people beat them and then they pull out their checkbook and give them a check. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, maybe they're hoping that they're going to mitigate some of the regulations because, as you say here, are we looking at more regulations? And it seems like every time you get the government involved, you get all these unintended consequences that match up with it, Peter. And you know better. I mean, you've been there as a former FDA associate commissioner. And you've seen, the belly of the beast here. And I'm for one of, keeping government smaller and getting them out of our business. I mean, especially right now when at every turn we need business to be running on all cylinders and they're tripped up and bogged down with these regulations from these well-meaning bureaucrats that, and I say well-meaning and that I think I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt because I don't understand it.
Well, I mean, from an FDA, I'm certainly not a big government guy. I'm a free market guy. But from an FDA perspective, people that work there work really hard to do the right thing. And sometimes you can agree with them, sometimes not. But I certainly never question their intentions. I guess the more important aspect is that regulators can't just be the police. They also have to be partners in making things happen in a positive way. And that's a tough nut to crack because you get differing directions based on who's sitting in the White House. And sometimes the president says, yes, let's protect, but also help to advance. I think that's the right way to go. And when you tell regulators, hey, it's okay to try to help companies do the right thing, really great things can happen. But I tell you, in an election cycle, that's going to be tough to come by.
Exactly. Well, you would hope that the regulators, Peter, to your point, is that they would work hand in hand with business and the consumer in such a way to where it's win-win for all concerned, that you would see some of these regulations evolve. If they don't need them anymore, get them out the door. If we need to refine them and adjust them and tweak them so that they're more effective, then let's do that. But it just seems like we're more into creating more regulations as opposed to adjusting what we currently have.
I think that's right. I mean, the good news is that lately, the legislation that's been kind of brought up in Congress has been a legislation that would empower the FDA to move things through in new ways, in new scientific ways. I mean, quicker on the back end, sure, and that gets the product into the market, but also more robust oversight once a product is on the market. I think that when you tell regulators, listen, you need to do things in a 21st century way, that doing things in the kind of the gold standard 20th century way isn't going to cut the mustard anymore. You've simply got to change the way you do business. And one thing that government is really, scared about doing is doing things differently. And that also is true for scientists. There's a well-worn path, proven way that people are very kind of nervous to move out of. But, when it comes to serving the public health, you need to do things differently. You need to help things move through faster. You have to help companies fail faster, quite frankly. Because also, not only does it bring drugs to market quicker, but it also lowers costs. Because when you help people fail faster, that's money that can be redirected back into research and development.
Well, you know, Peter, we got a couple minutes left, and I wanted to revisit, a topic that we had discussed earlier, especially in light of, the death of Prince and, a lot of conversation about the abuse of opioids. And the Obama administration is making it easier, you said, for doctors to use anti-addiction drugs in the fight against an exploding epidemic of prescription drugs and heroin abuse. Where are we at on that now?
Well, good. Good progress is being made on the science front. There are a whole new class of opioids now that are called abuse deterrent opioids, which is exactly what it sounds. They're not abuse proof, but they're abuse deterrent. And part of the problem is that they are more expensive than generic old-fashioned opioids. And insurance companies really don't want to pay for the new technologies. And as a result, you still have hundreds of millions of non-abuse deterrent medicines being used regularly, while the abuse deterrent formulations are kind of sitting on the shelf. So I think what the marketplace needs to do is realize that money spent up front on these new technologies will pay tremendous dividends in the marketplace when people simply stop being addicted and stop abusing. So I think the White House could certainly send the message that a penny-wise, pound-foolish approach to opioids is not only dangerous and not really in the best interest of the public health, but also pretty expensive.
And that's always a challenge when, you know, it's like, okay, what comes first, the cart before the horse, that sort of thing. And here it is, it's available, and who's going to make the move first? And, because part of the calculus is that you're going to have to, you're going to have to chew up some profit, to start with. And then you're going to realize the benefit down the road, right?
Right, exactly. So people blame the pharmaceutical industry without realizing that these products that could actually help solve the problem aren't being made available to the population because of insurance issues. And it's complicated, but, it's easy to blame one people, put a big black hat on them, and move on to the next topic.
Exactly. Well, Peter, I really appreciate you stopping in and bringing us up to date on this high anxiety drug pricing. As you say, it's all about value, and that's what, the free market system is all about and what people appreciate. So, Peter Pitts, president and co-founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. Peter, where can people go for more information if they need some?
Thanks for asking. Our website is www.cmpi.org. A lot of good stuff up there.
Well, there it is for you. Peter Pitts, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Peter. Just about 18 before the top of the hour right now.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We're
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity. Or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson.
Is live.
Oh, amen to that. 14 before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. I'll tell you, in the travels, I've been privileged to enjoy here recently. It's been interesting to pick up on, people's attitude as to what's going on politically and, what's happening, culturally in this culture war that is taking place right now. And even here in Hawaii, I was at a party last night and talking to a bunch of the locals and just saying, what are you guys making of all this debate about a bathroom? And I mean, there's just no political correctness. This is what you love about the Hawaiians, There's no political correctness. It's like they look at you like, what are you, an idiot? What are you talking about? Why are you even bringing this stuff up? And, as I told them, I said, maybe you guys are blessed to not be so close to, the mainland, as you put it, because some of this stuff is, you observe it from a distance and you kind of nod your head and go, yeah, we'll tell you that. We just think it's absolutely ridiculous. And I said, well, it's because it has to do more than just about bathrooms. I mean, it's about a bigger agenda. It's about, really changing people's attitudes about, what is normal. And, it's all this stuff that's been going on. And the thing is, it's most amazing to me anyway, is the speed in which this conversion has taken place, whether it's the definition of marriage, the situation about, bathroom considerations, and we got rock stars, we got, major organizations saying, hey, look, we don't want to be there. We've got the government threatening to, defund certain things. I mean, it's kind of amazing and ironic, don't you find it? I mean, here the government is so quick to defund a state and want to take some of their money away, over this issue of bathrooms. But yet, you talk about Planned Parenthood and what they've done, which is illegal. All this stuff is kind of brushed under. And you go, wait a minute. I mean, how does this work? How do you connect the dots with this, this dysfunctional concept of logic. As we were talking about it, I said, well, it's not about, you know, what bathroom to use. It's another agenda, and that's the way it's always been. It's always this disruptive agenda that is kind of, you know, it's like noise in the background. And what they love about this is that when it's just noise and it's just constant, it's kind of like, ugly wallpaper in the household that you just kind of get used to. You know, it's just, it's there. It's not really, you know, every once in a while somebody might come over and go, What's that ugly wallpaper? Well, you know, he kind of likes it. She kind of like whatever, you know. And it just you just kind of talk around it and let it go. And then after a while, you kind of ignore it. And it's been, you know, this way with our culture, is that we're embracing stuff that just doesn't make sense. And I just keep waiting for that day when suddenly a voice comes out and just says and breaks through to everybody. So what are you guys thinking? You know, how do you come up with this kind of, you know, this kind of mislogic? You know, why would you expose your children to this kind of deal? And we've already had instances where that's taken place. And interestingly enough, you know, even business-wise, you know, Target, you know, their stock has dropped. They've lost billions of dollars over this whole situation. And people are voting. I mean, they're voting with their pocketbooks, which is, you know, welcome to the free enterprise and the free market system. And you know, but regardless of the government saying, you know, hey, we're going to dictate and we're going to mandate, you know, this kind of behavior. Well, you know, we've got a lot of things that we're dealing with. And let's just, you know, put it on top of people until they finally just say enough is enough and just, you know, kind of throw their arms up. Scott, I don't know what you're finding out there in Minnesota, but my experience has been, you know, especially in middle America, you know, people are pretty reasonable, you know, and they're probably looking at the fringes and going, wow, you know, and they may not, they're hesitant to talk about it, because I know that when I'm on the mainland and like I'm in, you know, parts of Florida, California, when you bring this stuff up, it's like, wow, you know, it's, you know, they're at first, they're really nervous. They're not sure. And they're kind of looking over their shoulder and going, you know, who am I going to offend here? Because up till then, unless somebody was really obvious, you didn't know, you know, who had a condition or was dealing with something that you needed to be sensitive about.
Yeah, I guess here in Minnesota, we're pretty socialistic, man.
Really?
I don't know. Oh yeah, the Bernie stuff is, the people here eat it up, and we're such a I don't know. Yeah, I mean we vote Democrat every year since the beginning of time, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I think one day we were talking to Megan Barth, and you know, we eat that stuff up. We're super politically correct here. Yeah, I'm not sure how to respond to this, because I have a much different opinion myself than, you know, I've watched my dad and my grandpa and them, and they have a much different opinion than Minnesota. So, like, I see it, I don't think... So
well, I think what happens, we need to have the discussion here. And when it's clouded with political correctness and oversensitivity about this, I think we over, you know, it's like we get disconnected from a part of our brain, and we're trying to deal with this topic. And I'm talking about bathroom, you know, political correctness. I'm talking about the bathroom issue. Is that, it's like part of our brain, we have to deactivate part of our brain that says, hey, look at this. I have a problem with this. And just because you say you have a problem with it, that you're concerned about your young daughter going to a bathroom, and like what happened in, I think it was a Target store, as a matter of fact. Now, and there was another incident with a Walmart store where there was somebody peering over the top with a camera, had you know, legal access now into a woman's restroom, and it was a male figure with a camera phone peering over the side. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, if the parents, I got to imagine if the dad was right there and the daughter came out screaming and feeling some violation. I mean, she did tell her parents afterwards, but I mean, you know, depending on timing, and of course that person was since gone when she came out and said, hey, you know, I had some guy peering over the, edge with a camera phone, I can imagine that's going to set somebody off. And, you know, we got a problem here in River City. And this has been created by, you know, this president. And really is President Barack Obama. And it makes you wonder, okay, why is this guy pushing this agenda? And of course, you know, I asked that question, and all of a sudden you get all the conspirators and everybody, you know, suggesting stuff. And, you know, it's all over the Internet about Michelle and all this stuff. And it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, why is he pushing, you know, pushing so hard and so fast on this stuff? And I mean, I can see where some people connect the dots and say, well, of course. I mean, you know, Joan Rivers said it. And, you know, she's not here to talk about it anymore. But, you know, she publicly stated this, you know, this situation. So why are you surprised that he's pushing that agenda? I don't know.
Yeah.
But even after all that is said and done, is this the right thing for our, you know, for our society? But, you know, this is what's happening, and I know there's many people, Scott, you know, people of faith who go, well, you know, hey, look, you turn your back on God, and, you know, the Bible's clear, you know, there's going to be those days that happen when good is evil, evil's good, and, you know, and there's too many, you know, too many things you look at today in America, and you say, wow, I mean, this is, yeah, that's evil, and we're calling it good, and we can't call this stuff out, and you know, the president is elevating people that heretofore wouldn't have a place in our society. And, you know, and it's just all full acceptance of things that were, you know, not that long ago unacceptable. And what's changed? You know, what has changed to get us to think that way, if not just the fact that we have this president who is imposing this stuff on us with the threat of an IRS audit or, you know, other things, you know, your business being taken away, like, you know, what happened with the Kleins up in Oregon and that. This stuff is pathetic.
You know what the weirdest part for me on the whole, just the whole bathroom thing and everything like that, is why is this now the issue that they want to run with? Mm-hmm. Is where you go to the bathroom, was it such a problem in North Carolina before this that, I mean, how would you even know? In order to find out
that's
if you're in the wrong bathroom, you would have to be looking over walls to see if they were, you know, what tools they had at their disposal. Mm-hmm. Why is this the big issue right now?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there other?
Well, that's my question. I mean, you got Black America going, this president hasn't done much for us, but he's done a lot more for the LGBT community. And you go, what? You know, listen to what you're saying. You know, because they're saying, you know, there's some critics on the black on the sides of Black America saying, hey, this president hasn't done enough for Black America. And, you know, which I have a problem with, because last time I checked, the president, whether black, pink or whatever, is an American first. And, you know, but I guess blacks felt, hey, look, we put him in the office and, you know, he owes us. And some people feel that way. They flat out just said that. And, you know, have expected, I think, an extraordinary amount of change and benefit as a result of, you know, having a black president in the Oval Office. But of course, this conversation will continue, and people will be talking about it, whether they do it in the open or behind the closet door. People can't help but talk about this.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.